こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。各エピソードごとの宿題もあるのでそちらも要チェック、1個目、パンデミックによりハリウッドでは映画制作が3月の半ば以降中断されていましたが、カリフォルニア州は明日6月12日より撮影再開を許可します。それを受け、映画制作会社や俳優組合が設置したタスクフォースが22ページのガイドラインを発表しました。スタッフや俳優は定期的に検査を受けること、全員に無料でマスクやシールドを配布することのほか、20秒間以上の頻繁な手洗い、機材や車、小道具の消毒方法が細かく指導されています。またスタジオ撮影では観客を入れない、オーディションはガラス越しに行う、会議はリモートで行う、メイクは最短時間で済ませるなどのほか、医療知識のあるコンプライアンスオフィサーを常駐させることなどが記載されています。また俳優同士が密着するシーンについては、書き直すかカットするか CG を使うよう指示されており、ラブシーンがどうなるのかメディアで話題となっています。
Due to the pandemic, movie production in Hollywood has been suspended since mid-March. However, California is going to allow filming again beginning tomorrow, June 12th. In response to this, a task force organized by film companies and actors associations has written up a 22-page guideline. The guidelines include the following recommendations. Periodic testing of actors and staff. Distribution of masks or shields to everyone on set at no cost. Frequent washing of hands for at least 20 seconds. And the proper sanitization of vehicles, machines, and other set props. Furthermore, spectators will not be allowed inside studios. Auditions will be conducted behind glass. Meetings will be done remotely, and makeup time will be shortened. Having a compliance officer permanently on site is also mentioned. Lastly, in scenes where actors would be close to each other, such as love scenes, they may need to either rewrite or remove the scene entirely or use CGI.
そう、22ページだけど字がすごいいっぱい書いてあってパワーポみたいな資料なんだけど、めちゃくちゃ細かくいろんな指示がされていて、その例えば手洗いについてもどのタイミングで手を洗うか、もちろん飲食の前、あとトイレの後はそうなんだけど、それ以外もこう何かコンタミネされたものを触ってしまった可能性がある時とか、クリーニングとかディスインフェクティングした後は絶対洗いましょうとか、とにかく箇条書きでものすごく細かく書いてあるんだよね。
うん、
私の友達でなんかアメリカのドラマに出てる女優さんが知り合いっていう、近所に住んでて仲いいっていう子がいて、その子がこの間教えてくれたのは、やっぱり今までメイクするときに同じブラシを使い回すっていうのが、やってたんだけど、それは今度から、当然できなくなるとか、メイクは当然マスクしたままメイクしてもらうことはできないから、このガイドラインでも書いてあったけど、なるべく短時間で済ませるし、その周りのスタッフとかも、最低限の人数だけにしましょうねとか、うん、あと子役とかはやっぱり子供だとさ、フェイスシールドつけて過ごすとかなかなか難しいじゃん、嫌がるし、赤ちゃんとかだと特に。なので、その撮影する以外はセキュアなロケーションにもう隔離して、で同行する人も、保護者かもしくはそのインストラクターみたいな、演技指導の先生とかもう一人だけにしましょうとか、とにかくいろんなことが書いてある。でこのラブシーンが本当にどうなっちゃうんだろうっていうのが、メディアでは一番注目されていて、その、キスシーンとかセックスシーンみたいな密着するシーンは全くないってなると、その例えば50 Shades of Grey みたいな映画はそもそも撮ることができないし、それをじゃあ CG で全部作るってなると、なんかどうなっちゃうんだろうというかさ、
There's no way that they can just have these two people, you know, both tested and only come into contact with each other. And, you know, there are a lot of movies that are based around two people specifically being close together.
Yeah,
most of the movie.
Yeah, だからそういう特殊な映画だったらできるかもしれないけど、その登場人物がめちゃくちゃ少ないみたいな。ただこう、うん、例えばテストしてじゃあ陰性ですってなったとしても、そのテスト結果がてか テストのためのそのサンプルを採取されてから、じゃあ実際に仕事始めるまでにやっぱりいろんなとこに行ったり、なんか食べたり、人と喋ったり、まあメイクしたりしてるわけで、
うん、But they could keep them in quarantine,
I guess.
That's what they did for UFC events, I believe. So the fighters themselves are going to touch each other. There's no way
right.
to hold a UFC event where, you know, unless they have just chi.
だからまあみんな言ってるのは、その、まあ、特にそういう Fifty Shades of Grey 的な、あのもうラブシーンなしでは映画がそもそも成り立たないものに関しては、まだ撮影を再開せずにもうちょっと伸ばすんじゃないかっていう。
Aren't there some CGI sex scenes and love scenes already?
アバターみたいな感じになっちゃうじゃん、だからその
I mean that aren't apparently fake to the viewer.
いや、その体の部分を CG に、その裸のシーンとかを、あの本当の女優さんのものじゃないものに差し替えるとか、今まで、まあ、ゲームオフトローンズとか、まあ、ジェシカ・アルバとか昔話題になったけど、あれもこう、うん、人がやってそれを差し替えてるから、全部 CG っていうのはどうだろうね。だからポール・ウォーカーの顔だけ差し替えるみたいな、
ディープフェイク、うん、But then you still have two people close.
Yeah. だからどうすんだろうね。
Could you, I mean, you could have them both act individually、
うん、
and instead of making them with CGI, you just make them close with CGI.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
あとあの先月かな、話題になってたあのマンダロリアンの撮影方法みたいな、その後ろをだから外で撮影する代わりに屋内でこうなんていうの、スクリーンの前で演技をする、でそのグリーンのバックグラウンドに背景を合成するんじゃなくて、もうその場で画面にその背景が映っている、なので俳優からも最終的にどういうあの風景が背景に映り込むのかが見えている状態っていう、あれはすごいこうなんか面白いなと思ったけど、なので、まあ、今回の
Wasn't the movie 300 kind of like that?
Really?
I thought 300 was a bunch of green screen, like they're just in front of screens.
Oh yeah, but this new one is not green screen. That's the whole point. It's an actual screen.
I mean, it's not a real background though.
It is.
So the It's a screen, though, right?
It's a screen, but the actors can actually see the scenery in the background as they act. So I assume it might be easier for the actors, right? Than just having to act in front of the green screen, not knowing,
I guess so.
Not knowing where, I mean, what it's going to look like in the movie in the end. But,
so it's kind of like a, not projection mapping, but it reminds me of the Lion King method also,
right?
Which they could probably use for social distancing.
So I don't know what they're gonna do, but そのそもそもすごい制作がストップしちゃってるから、なんだろう、その映なんで単純にさ、できてくる映画の数がめちゃくちゃ少なくなるわけじゃん。
Has that happened? Are there way less movies now?
I think so. だってポストポーンしてるわけだから、まあ、今現在その何今公開してるものはもう撮り終わってるやつだからいいとしても、その遅れてだから そのエフェクトがやってくるわけじゃない、
うん、
だからどっかしらでそのディップが
やってくると思うけど。 Have you noticed like personally anything any change in terms of movies or entertainment?
Like その
I feel like sports people kind of got hit the hardest.
そうだよね。
In terms of entertainment.
Yeah, for me, it's like, it's the opposite. It's the exact opposite right now. From like 2 weeks ago. Because I'm so into this show right now. And that's the only thing I can think about. Like,all day, every day. It's crazy. I'm literally going crazy. I need some help.
How crazy? Have you been this into anything else, or is this like a peak obsession?
It's like I'm back in middle school or something. Like,
you
I'm like a
blush
teenage
thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm like this teenage girl. It's so crazy, but all of my female friends are in love with this guy. And
what happened? Like what?
Oh, God.
And why are all of you in the same life?
I can talk about this for hours, man. I don't... Well, it's this... it's genius, really, because... So my husband watches this show, too. It's called Crash Landing on You.日本語だと愛の不時着っていう、あの韓国ドラマでネットフリックスにあるんだけど、あの私の夫も見てて、なんでかというと舞台が北朝鮮なのね、すごい珍しいじゃん。でそのやっぱり北朝鮮の暮らしってどういう感じなのかなとか、その北朝鮮の人たちってどういう感じなのかなっていうのが垣間見れるドラマって私が知ってる限り今まで見たことないから、まあ、それだけですごい面白いし、あの字幕、まあ、韓国語と北朝鮮語ってやっぱりちょっと違うんだよね。なんか北朝鮮でしか使われない表現とか言葉とかっていうのがあって、それが字幕でこう出てくるのね、あのさりげなく。だからあ、北朝鮮ではこうやって言うんだとか、それはすごく興味深い。
Is it supposed to be accurate?
Yeah,
and its
so
portrayal.
Yeah, apparently, obviously they have advisors, who are like, you know, defectors. And, yeah, apparently it's pretty, I mean, it's fiction, but, a lot of it is apparently pretty accurate.
What's different about the world, I guess?
It's like...Oh, you should watch it. It's actually pretty interesting. あの、すごい勉強になるって言うとあれなんだけど、あの、新鮮というか、ああ、こういう感じなのかっていう、そこにその胸キュン要素が合体して、もう it's out of control.
Well, I hope you can find help and... You can return to normal.
I don't know if I can ever be normal.
Maybe you don't want to.
Again, my husband is like 超飽きれてる because I'm like, I'm going nuts. Like, literally. There's no going back.
So, what is the status of the bull...illness
the what
like the,
oh, the
redacted
oh
like just well you know I, it seems like there isn't really a consensus on what the status of it really is and
I feel like 場所によって全然違うよね あの
are you meeting people or are you
oh me no
physically socializing or
So, the other day I saw, some family friends, who haven't hung out with anyone else besides the family, just like us. So, 私の夫も、私もまあ、何、会社行ってないからずっと家にいるわけじゃん。 だから外出するとしたらスーパー行くだけで、うん、家族以外の人とは全く交流してない状態っていう家族がもう一つあって、まあ、その人たちとこの間ヘンガーをした、あの彼らの家でヘンガーをしたけど、
うん、
それも車で行ったから国境交通機関も使わずって感じ。
So what is your sense of the situation in Tokyo or in Japan? Like there was the、Tokyo Arato, I think. Well,
yeah,
I guess it's still in effect.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.But, でもなんだろうね、私のまあ私は家族にそのイミュノコンプライズの人がいるので、あの、
mm-hmm.
まあ一般的な、まあ、多くの人の感覚とちょっと違うかもしれないけど、そのぜこう私の家族が一人でもかかってしまうと、そのイミュノコンプロマイズの家族に会えなくなってしまうので、もう絶対にかからないようにっていう、うん、あのほぼゼロリスク思考みたいな感じだから。
And there are a lot of people in the same situation.
Yeah, I'm sure. But you know, like
my family is in that situation too.
Right. So, but you know, like I have a friend who's, you know,なんか一人暮らしで、like、家族も遠くにいてどっちにしろ会えないしとか、
mm-hmm.
でもうちょっとリラックスした感じで友達と会ってる人もいるけど、mm-hmm. うちはそれはちょっとできないから、本当にスーパーと公園しか行かない行かず、まあ、友達とかにも会ってない。
Outside of your own behavior, like what's your sense of like I don't know how it's going
Well, in Tokyo, it certainly doesn't feel like it's completely out of control or anything.、
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that it's... I mean, it's... But it's not gone either.、
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
So, the U.S. has, you know, reopened in a lot of areas. Some areas are more strict than others. And they've seen、
yeah.
that the...R not value, essentially how many people each infected person infects on average,
yeah,
is going up and reaching a rate where it will just continue to climb in a lot of states.
Yeah.
And they're starting to introduce stricter policies in the worst areas of those states, but I don't see anything being done to reverse that R not,、
yeah.
and it needs to be below one. Otherwise, it's、we're just it kind of goes back to the same situation.
So, America, ちょっとね心配というか、もうすでに例えばフロリダとか盛り返してきてしまっ、まあ一旦ちょっと減ったけど減り切らずにまた盛り返してきてしまっているし、mm-hmm. あのまあフロリダの家族の様子を見ても。まあ、私はその家族直接彼女と話してないからどこまで実際気をつけてるのか分かんないんだけど、 Facebook 見る限りまあちょっと、まあ、普通に戻ってるまではいかないけど結構こう忘れてる感じがしてしまって
。 It's gone. It's like it never happened.
そうで、まあそのねプロテストとかもあってニュースでまあ、それがすごく取り上げられている、まあ、もちろんね上げられているし、まあ、取り上げられるべきなんだけど、なんとなくこうもうコロナ終わった話みたいな感じに思ってる人もいる感じがしてちょっと、うん、心配してる。
They're too loose in these protests too. And you know the Mitsunomitsu is like not even close, you know. So there needs to be moreof an organizational effort to make sure that it doesn't cause a situation that would make a lot of people upset. It would really be a shame.
ね、で一時期やっぱり集団免疫を早く獲得した方がいいんじゃないかみたいなさ、あのナラティブがあって、スウェーデンとかどうなるかなって思ったけど、結局やっぱりたくさん人が死んでしまって、まあ、失敗でしたみたいな。で結局その集団免疫もそこまで獲得できてないっていう。
Yeah, and there was at least two papers that came out recently published in Nature suggesting that the lockdowns were extremely effective and saved many, many millions of lives. And that if, for whatever reason, the United States had gone herd immunity, it would have been like absolutely catastrophic.
Yeah, so... まあ、一個インタビューでアメリカでこうめちゃくちゃビーチに遊びに出る人のやつとかを見ると、
mm-hmm.
結構こうなんだろうね神に任せるじゃないかなんかそういうこと言ってる人がなんか
Yeah, I've seen that
too. When I get it, I get it. You know?
みたいな If I die, I die.
そうそういうなんかこうなんていうんだろう
It's very American.
謎の楽観主義みたいな
Yeah. There are some like I don't know if you'd call them like hardcore Darwinists or what, but they're like we need the virus to take out the weak people, and if I'm one of them, there that's fine.
So 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 本当にそう、まあ、そのインタビューもね、こう何百人に聞いて、何人が実際どれそういう人だったのか分かんないからどういうふうに恣意的に編集されてるのか分かんないけど、まあ、とにかくそういうことを言う人がいるはいるっていうなんかちょっとこう、ね、なんかいろんな論文とかを見て感じている自分の印象と彼らが抱いているその同じ病気への印象があまりにも違いすぎるというか、だからで実際ね数がこう盛り返してきてしまっている地域があるから、まあ、かなり心配、特にねそのフロリダの私の家族がいるところなんてお年寄りばっかりが住んでるところだから、
うん、like Japan。
そうなんか広まっちゃうと心配だけど。
And what's so crazy is the amount of effort to get any gain on the virus is so huge. The cost is so huge to get any gain against the virus, but it's so easy for it to just go.The other way, like it takes no effort at all, and you know, human, like the mental, I don't know, societal fatigue aspect is I think is absolutely real, and there's definitely fatigue. I feel fatigue about the whole redacted illness, for sure.
Yeah, I mean it's.It is tiring. I mean, it's been 3 months now or longer. And plus, あの昨日リビルドであのスペシャルゲストが出ますって言って誰かなと思ったらなんとアドリー・タンがゲストに出ていて、まだ20分ぐらいしか聞けてないんだけど、やっぱりこう To me, it's depressing. Like, because まあ、一国の大臣がこうポッドキャストにポロッと出てその場で質問に答えられる、その今何が起きていて自分の国でどういう施策を取ってっていう、まあ、どういうふうに封じ込めに成功したかっていうことを自分の言葉であのしっかりと話すことができる、それは大臣として本来ならば当たり前なのかもしれないけど、それが、まあ、まあ私は日本に住んでてあまり当たり前っていう感じが残念ながらしないので、ああいいなっていう。
Oh, that's been a trend all over the world. It's just Japan. You see it in the States quite often.
Yeah, そのなんか competence というかさ、あ本来こういう人が大事になってくれたらいいんだねというなんかしみじみとしてしまうっていうかね、なんかあの、純粋にあすごいねいいな台湾っていうよりかはあですよねみたいな感じで。
We talked about him before.
Her.
Or her.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, we talked about her before.
Yeah.
What was the topic?
I think it was about this pandemic. Because they're, まあその、ね、封じ込めに成功している国っていうのはすごく少なくて、まあ、ニュージーランドと台湾かな?
うん、
まあ素早い試作で成功してたけど、いや、そう、どうなるかね。
うん。Who knows?
でもまあこの、まあ、世の中がやっぱり本当にめちゃくちゃだから、ツイッターにも書いたけど、こういうエンターテインメントっていうのはすごい大事だなっていうふうに今痛感している私は。もうこれなかったらどうやってもう生きればいいか分かんないもん私。
Do you think you're brainwashed?
Like how?
Like maybe leave out the negative connotation, but you know there are a lot of really committed like followings to certain shows or certain celebrities and certain, mm-hmm. and I felt it at different times. I'm like, why am I so obsessed with like this person and or this, you know? And yeah. then when later on you're kind of like, well, that was an interesting phase. I wonder how that like how that well, happened.
Actually, this is no question. というかもう当たり前. It's like, of course I'm going to be obsessed with this because they're targeting me. They're hacking into my brain.
how like, so?
Like they know how my brain works. I'm telling you. They know how my brain works exactly. They know how to tug my heart. Like, you see, like, I know you like this. How about this? How about this? I know you like this. And I'm like, yes, 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 exactly. This is what I love. So.
How did this happen? Like, how did your brain and this show sort of come together and mesh? And, like, this is a phenomenon that a lot of shows are looking for, a lot of marketing research is done on this, a lot of, you know, thought it's, about psychology, and there's all kinds of sexual stuff, and for some reason it nails like a specific age group, a certain demographic,
yeah,
and then those people kind of have this similar, you know, stage in their life, and it all just lines up, and it's like, wow, this is just really great content.
Yeah, so like masano 舞台が北朝鮮っていうで北朝鮮について何も知らないからそこが興味あるっていうまずそのステップ1があるわけじゃない
The novelty
そう novelty でそこにその絶妙な年齢層の主人公その37歳8歳とか、まあ、うちの夫ぐらいのちょっと年上だからこれがこう、うん、20代前半の主人公とかとなあんまりさリレイできないじゃんこう若すぎて、うん、そこがこう世代が合ってるさらにこのなんだろうねアーキタイププリンスチャーミングプリンスチャーミングアーキタイプみたいなこう、mm-hmm. like very serious and quiet and kind of cold but then he's actually really sweet but like he doesn't really show it そういうなんかああ and then he's like hot and buff
Did your mom ever watch Korean dramas?
No.
When you were young? No?
No.
Hmm.
I was watching it when I was like in middle school or something. その韓流ブームの前。なんか本格的な。
When was the boom? I remember there was a huge boom.
Yeah.
I didn't participate personally. But
その冬のソナタみたいな時は全然。でもその前にたまに NHK かなんかでやってたのなんかドロドロの韓国ドラマ。それはちょっと見てたのね、友達と。でもその後に本当の韓流ブームがやってきてその時は全然あの別に興味なかったんだけどこう今回見始めたらもうあのねもう恋本当の恋ですこれはでなんか私言語をさ勉強するの好きじゃんでどうせこんなに何十時間もまあ何十時間もないかまあでも十何時間とかあの韓国のドラマ見るんだったらちょっとぐらいこう韓国語のベースが分かった状態で見たら何かしら覚えるじゃんと思ってあのハングルを読めるようにしようと思ってこう息子が寝てる間にこう韓国語のアプリでやってる It's fun because it's the あの日本語以外でアルファベットじゃない言語を勉強したことがないのね今まで、
うん、
そもそもその文字が読めないっていうのが初めてだから あの、
It's the circles and the lines,
そうそうそう、
right?
うん、そう、記号みたいな感じだから、それはすごい面白いし、あの、なんだろう、全然馴染みがない言語だけど、やっぱり日本語と被ってる単語いっぱいあるし、ドラマ見てると聞き取りやすいから、あの、ちょっとした言葉とか表現とか結構すぐ覚えられるっていうか。
うん。
うん。So,
Can you say anything?
なんかいろいろあるよ。I don't know, like, 見やねえよとか。mean sorry.
うん。
Like, I learned a lot just by watching this, but これね、ちょっと見てない人マジで見た方がいいよ。Even if you're a guy, like, その北朝鮮要素があるから、ラブコメがあんま苦手な人でも見れると思う。うん、私もともとラブコメなんて映画もドラマも一切見ないもん、普段。なんかもうだって決まってるじゃん。最後、もうどうせハッピーエンドで終わるんでしょみたいな感じで。
You just said it's like perfectly tailored to your brain by, you know, the Google algorithm or whatever, and you're like right there in the bullseye of its demographic.
Yeah, so like that's why all of my female friends are into it, because もう見始めたら一巻の終わり。Like, you can't resist it. It's just impossible because it hacks into your brain.
I think that's happening with more and more stuff lately. I think there's a lot of self-selection too, but I think the lockdown, because of the redacted illness,
yeah,
actually caused us to accelerate how we are reinforced and sort of... We start to discriminate, you know, we like this, we don't like this, and we give the feedback, and, you know, we're tailoring our streams to ourselves more and more. And I think the, you know, being locked down really put that in like super overdrive, you know?
I guess. And also, I realized that その自分が本当に恋愛する前、例えば中学生とか小学生とかの時って、まあ、少女漫画読んだりドラマ見たりしていろいろ妄想するわけじゃん。
うん、
あの、まあ、こういうシチュエーションでなんかこんな人がいたらいいなとか。でもそれを実際に恋愛することによって、うん、その妄想する力がどんどんなくなっちゃったっていうかさ、もう現実を分かってるから、うん、そのありえないシチュエーションで妄想するっていうことがもうその能力がなくなっちゃったわけよ、もう何十年も前に。でもなんかそれを代わりにやってくれてるみたいな、このドラマが、
うん、
なんか自分の妄想をライブアクションで見せてくれてるっていう。
That's what I'm concerned about, though. You know, I feel like we are losing our imaginative powers. And I don't know if the entertainment is helping us replace that, or it's sort of causing us to atrophy our imaginative powers, because we outsource our memory, we outsource our attention, like what we're going to look at, that decision's made by other things. Google knows way more about you than you do. Like, it's not even close.
Specific な例で言うと、私の場合はもうその妄想力がアトロフィー状態だったわけだから、何十年も。それがなんか、呼び起こされてきて、あ、そういえばこういうなんか、妄想してたよなっていう。で、なんかこう、めちゃくちゃ、なんていうんだね、もうクリシェーな、それこそ壁ドンぐらいの、こう、もう、超チーズィーな、そういうのがだから今、何周回って見たい自分がいるっていう、なんか、なんて言えばいいんだろうね。こう、だそういうのはもう過ぎたフェーズだと思ってたから、こう、若い時にもう全部やりました、それは。でもテレビの中の人にキャーって言うとかも、もう終わった、それは自分の幼稚だった時の話っていう風に片付けてたのが、
うん、
この33歳になって急にそれが戻ってきた時の、でしかもこの世の中がめちゃくちゃで超ストレスで、もう子育てもあって仕事もあって、もうヘトヘトの時にじゃあ息子が寝て夜胸キュンできるっていうこの素晴らしさ。Oh God,
I don't feel like I could
What's happening to me?
Fall in love with some entertainment. I feel so the opposite lately. Like, everything I watch, I'm kind of like,
I thought it was impossible. もうこの年になって、まあもともとさ、東京で生まれ育って、例えば、まあ学生の頃から友達がじゃあジャニーズと付き合ってるとかさ、大人になっても、まあね、そういう有名な人に会う機会があったりとかして、なんか別に、普通にただの人間じゃん。だからそのテレビで見てキャーとかってさ、まあもうない、無理じゃんって思ったのによ。のにそれでも脳がハッキングされてるっていうさ、なんだろうねこれは。だからうまいよね、本当に。
Do you want more stuff that's just made perfectly to hack your brain, or do you want?
Yeah, stuff I need them to make like 10 shows just like this. Or I wish there are only like 16話ぐらいしかないのかな。もうなんか30話ぐらい作ってほしかったなって思ってるもん。なんかこれ見終わっちゃったら。
You don't have any complaints about it?
It was so the first time in my life I was yelling at TV like, "Oh my god, he's too respectful." It's so sexually frustrating. But that's the only complaint I have.
That doesn't sound bad.
But yeah, I don't know how to live after finishing the show because I don't know what to look forward to anymore.
I'm sure you'll be programmed into seamlessly into the next Avengers of Thrones.
They need to make another one quick. Quick with the same actor, please.
They can't change the actor.
They can't change it. It has to be the same actor. He's so cute. Oh my god.
Okay. Do you want to go to the next
one? See, ロチェスター大学のチームが3つの実験を行い、好きな相手にあえて自分を追わせるという恋愛の戦術について研究しました。来るもの拒まずな人よりも恋人候補を厳選する人のことをより価値が高いと判断する被験者が多く、またお互いの意見が食い違った際にすんなりと会話が終わるよりも頑張って相手を説得した場合により性的な魅力を感じていました。その結果として相手が簡単にゲットできない人だと判断した被験者ほど次回また会えるようにより具体的な努力をしていました。
A team of researchers at Rochester University conducted 3 experiments looking at whether behaviors like not responding to someone you like right away can make them more attracted to you. Most subjects indicated a preference for partners who carefully select their mate rather than someone who is not discriminating. Furthermore, if there is a difference in opinion, it was seen as more attractive to make an effort to persuade the other person rather than to simply end the conversation. As a result,To the extent that someone perceived a potential partner as difficult to acquire, they tended to make more of an effort to meet them again in the future.
そう、日本語だとがっちりハマる役があまり思いつかないんだけど、その play hard to get っていうのはつまりこうすんなりと手に入れられない風を装うみたいなことだよね。だから、まあ、よく言うのはその好きな人からメールが来た時にすぐ返しちゃうとデスプレートなガツガツした感じに思われちゃうから、すぐ返したいけど我慢して、まあ、しばらくしてから返すとかそういうようなことなんだけど、まあ、それをそういうこう戦術を取る人っていうのは結構いて、それが実際にワークしてるのかしてないのかっていう実験。
What is the do they know why exactly or they just know that it does?
Why は分かんないね。で実験はその被験者と、まあ、桜 の人たちでこう出会い系みたいな感じでこう出会って、まずはこうプロフィールを見て、でその後にあのチャットかなんかで話して、で対面で会って話してもらうっていう、でその時にこうなんかまずプロフィールの段階で来るもの拒まずっぽい人と、なんかすごい厳選してなかなかあの、まあ、難しそうな人でどっちが価値が高いと判断されてるかっていう、で実際に会ってなんかいろんな価値観チェックみたいな価値観アンケートみたいなのをお互いやってもらって、その答えが食い違ってる時に、あそうなんだで済ませるのか、相手をこうどうにかしてコンビンスするっていうエクササイズをしてもらってっていう。 で最終的に、まあ、もう一回会うためにじゃあ最後に一回だけメールしていいですよっていう話をした時に、まあ、どれぐらい頑張って会おうとするかっていう、
This is the sort of what would you call it? Leagues theory?、You know, like someone's out of someone else's league. And there's theories about what people's behaviors are when they think someone's out of their league or they're out of someone else's league. Basically, that generally speaking, they consider, if you consider yourself to be more desirable as a mate than the other person, then you would be out of their league.
Yeah.
And...
でまあ、それをだから装ってこう、追いかけさせるみたいな。Do you do this? Do you play hard to get?
Do I play hard to get?
Yeah.
Like, have I done it in the past?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've consciously played hard to get. But...I don't know. I think some people might think that. Because I'm not super responsive to text messages. And it's not really like a, you know, it's not like if I mean, if I really wanted to be with a girl, I would probably respond pretty quickly.
Ah, so か逆に?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that girls might do this more than guys. I don't know.
Have you found yourself in a situation where you're like sitting around waiting for a reply. It's like, why isn't this guy, why hasn't he replied yet? He must be at home. He can't have gone to bed yet. Like what? Have you done this like...
Yeah, like 高校生ぐらいの時はね。なんかああ早く電話来ないかなメール来ないかなとかそのうちこうちょっとさ、いろいろ大人になって逆に I mean this is my MO like playing hard to get I used to do it all the time and it works just anecdote だけどIt definitely works
I had a friend he told meOh, what was it? It was a book, but he had it in like a audiobook form. And this is back before anyone listened to audiobooks or even knew what the heck that was.
Okay.
But he had like these audiobooks of like how to be like, I forget what it is, like how to, it was some how to get girls guide, but it was packaged and called something completely different. But essentially that's what it was for, I guess. And I remember he was telling me that he sometimes he would just leave one earbud in when he's talking to a girl that he's interested in make it seem like he's not as interested as he actually is.
That's just rude.
Because he doesn't want the girl to, that's what I said. But there's people get super deep with this like like what how to like how to.Look really cool.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you look desperate, it seems like, why are you desperate?
So, are you
desperate out of fear? Why do you have fear? Do you have fear because you're insecure? Why are you insecure? Are you insecure because there's something seriously wrong with you that I haven't found out about yet? And so that train of thought, you know, happens in someone's head like super quickly if they're trying to analyze whether or not you're a good partner.
So, ne, 多分前も言ったかもしれないけど英語だと結構 desperate っていうのは、まあ、すごい悪い代名詞というかさ、まあ、恋愛において日本語だとあまりね、聞かないけど、まあ、必死さみたいなことだよねだからこうガツガツしてるっていうか必死な感じが出ちゃうと、まあ、ちょっといいかなってなっちゃう、相手が
There's a cultural difference around I guess particularly guys being desperate because I think there are some stories it's like more acceptable for a guy to be super desperate in Japan than it would be in the States. In the States, it's kind of like, it could be like anything stalkerish is like more accepted here than in the States. It's like instantly out.
Yeah, so ne. だから、まあ、少女漫画とかドラマとかそれこそ多いけど、こう振られたりとかしてもなんかみんながでも頑張ってみたいな。だからそういうのはあまり西洋では見ないというか、こう何をこれ以上頑張るんだみたいな。So, but yeah, I mean, I've accidentally played hard to get っていうか、こう勘違いであっちが私のことを超 hard to get って思っちゃって、その勘違いの上塗りでなんか付き合うことになっちゃったみたいなのはあった。なんか。Have I talked about this here? Like, you know him. It was the Brazilian boyfriend. And we went to the beach party. You were there. I went with you and some other friends. And I got so tired. And we took the train to leave the beach. But then, なんかその後に友達となんかサッカー選手と飲みに行こうみたいなこと言われてて、超行きたくなくて。めっちゃなんかムスッとして疲れてたから座ってたのね。そしたら電車の中で彼が、あ、みんなで写真撮ろうって言って、で私は彼のこと知らないしみんなも知らないから、まあ私が写っても写んなくてもいいだろうと思って、もうなんか一人で座ってみんなが写真撮ってるけど自分だけ写らないで座ってたら、こう彼が私のことをすごいこうツンツンしたすごい難しい子なんだって勘違いしちゃって、まあ、その後に機会があって喋った時に、こうあんなツンツンしてる子がこんななんかフレンドリーに話してくれてるみたいな、なんかそういうこう勘違いから始まっちゃったみたいな。
This reminds me of the Maezawa dating show Proposition, and one of the problems would be, you know, we were speculating what sort of personality would be suitable.
Yeah.
And he had said something about it too. But, you know, the normal seeming person to someone like in his position would be someone who's playing extremely hard to get. Right? And that can be paired with like seeming normal or comfortable. So like if you're trying to get with someone that might be concerned that you are kind of weird in the head about them, then you'd have to play super hard to get to seem normal. This is just getting way too complicated. But
yeah, so so. なんかね、こうやる気がない風の方がいいことっていうかあるよね。
What do you think about this making an effort to persuade the other person as being more attractive?
なんかね、この研究ではだからそのインベストしたかどうかっていう言い方をしてたけど、なんかもこう自分が頑張ってインベストしないといけない状態っていう方がこう sexually desirable に感じてきちゃうという相手のことを。
まあ、it's a little bit counterintuitive because it's like if you are, you know, it's like less effort, right? Or less desperate seeming to just be like, oh, okay. And not try to persuade the other person.
こう、でも自分が何にもしなくてもただただぼーっとしてても得られる相手っていうよりかはちょっと自分が頑張んないと手が届かないかもしれないっていう方が、まあ、やる気が出るっていうのは分かる気がする。
I have the sense that less people that are meeting up on dates are sort of willing to talk about things that they disagree with. Like, in general, people's tolerance for opinions that they disagree with has gone down. Do you think so?
I don't know.
Well, I think certainly with politics, any sort of political disagreement could cause an issue for you know,
right.
two people showing up on a date.
まあ、それはそうだね。
And maybe like, so people are more discriminating about, you know, opinions that other people have, I think, or more selective about who they date based on the opinions that they have, which could be a good thing or I don't know. Maybe it's a bad thing.
I mean, to not waste each other's time, I think it's important to check at the beginning.
or even So the app should do that.
No, like, I always say this, but もういつもさ、誰か、あ、この人いいかなって思った瞬間に、もう私はすぐ聞くもん。Are you religious? とか。そこでこう全然自分ともう真逆というかもう絶対これはちょっとさすがに価値観が違いすぎるなと思ったらもうそこでお互いの時間を無駄にせずもう おしまいでいいわけじゃん。
うん。
そう。まあ、それは自分の過去の経験から学んだことだから自分はそうしようと思っただけだけど。
It doesn't really make sense to talk around
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, are you religious for
yeah,
like
yeah,
months?
とかなんか子供欲しいかどうかとか。
Mm-hmm. You find out. I think that's happened to people though. You know, they get married and it's like, wait, you don't want
そうそう
kids?
そうそう、もう最初に聞いちゃった方がいい。なんか、それを先延ばしにする意味はあんまりわかんないっていうか。
Mm-hmm.
そう、まあ今の夫とか本当に最初ぐらいに、最初に会った日ぐらいにも聞いたもん。
We were in a high efficiency phase.
yeah, 本当そうだよ。で、それはなんか別にそこで結婚したいと思ったわけじゃないけど、なんかデートするにしてももう、ね、なんか、全然気が合わないのに、ね、何回も会ってもしょうがないかなと思ったから。
うん。
But yeah, I was just tired.
That's a good strategy too.
次。
According to an email obtained by CNBC, Elon Musk has instructed SpaceX to set Starship as the company's top priority. Starship is planned to be 70 meters tall, 9 meters wide, fully reusable, a fully reusable super heavy lift launch vehicle, which when fueled will consist of 180 tons of stainless steel and 3,400 tons of cryo-methalox propellant to deliver 100 tons to orbit. If successful, it is expected to bring payload costs to...low Earth orbit down by a factor of 100, as well as ferry 100 humans at a time to the surface of Mars. Development of Starship began in 2012, and a reduced height prototype dubbed Starhopper was built and completed its first hop using a single Raptor engine in 2019. Since then, SpaceX has rapidly iterated the Starship design using competing teams and pushing successive prototypes to catastrophic failure at their development site in Boca Chica, Texas.The most recent prototype, SN4, violently exploded on the test pad on May 29th after the quick disconnect umbilical failed to seal properly, resulting in a fuel leak. SN5 is currently being moved to the pad, potentially for a 3-kilometer vertical hover test expected to take place this week. SpaceX plans to produce one Starship per week by the end of this year and aims to begin regular flights to Mars every 2 years, starting in 2022.
イーロン・マスク氏がスターシップをスペース X 社の最優先事項にするよう指示していたことが CNBC が入手したメールによって明らかになりました。スターシップは高さ70メートル、幅9メートルのフル再利用可能な超重量物打ち上げロケットで180トンのステンレスと推進燃料となる3400トンの凍結メタロックスで構成され100トン分の積載物を軌道に送ることができます。成功すればペイロードのコストを100分の1に抑えられるだけでなく一度に100人の人を火星に運ぶことができるとされています。スターシップの開発は2012年に始まりスターホッパーと呼ばれる高さが低めのプロトタイプが作られ2019年に単一のラプターエンジンを使用して最初の飛行を成功させました。それ以降スペース X は複数のチームを競合させることでデザインを矢継ぎ早に改良しテキサス州ボカチカの開発サイトで次々とテストを行い激しい失敗を繰り返してきました。最も最近の失敗は5月29日に行われた最新のプロトタイプ SN4 の実験で 急速着脱可能なアンビリカルケーブルが適切に密封されていなかったために燃料漏れが発生し、テストパッド上で激しく爆発しました。次のプロトタイプとなる SN5 は現在パッド上に設置されており、 3km の垂直ホバーテストが今週行われる可能性があります。スペース X は年末までに毎週1機のスターシップを生産する予定で、2022年から2年ごとの火星への定期便を開始することを目指しています。What does it mean by SpaceX plans to produce one starship per week by the end of this year?
So the production rate of spaceships would be one per week by the end of this year. Did I explain anything, or did I just say it again?
So are they basically producing one per week now, or...That's what they're going to aim by the end of this year.
That's their goal.
Ah, okay, okay.
I mean, these are very large, rockets.
Mm.
And they're very complex. And this is probably the most complex vehicle.
これってさ、スターシップがトッププライオリティだっていうのはさ、驚くことなの？
Yes, because, well, most people thought Starship was not feasible. It would not work.
Oh,
so this whole time was basically a feasibility evaluation of whether this crazy idea was worth pursuing or not. And SpaceX has decided to bet on this crazy idea. And there are still...rocket scientists that think that it will not work.
なるほど。
But they've done enough testing, that they feel like they're confident that they can make this a top priority and it will work out. So,
I see.
But it's extremely unconventional. Like, the rocket is, Everything about it is very unconventional. The materials used, the EDL profile, the way that it enters the atmosphere and flies is totally different than what people are doing. So it's still a question, you know, whether or not this will work. I actually, personally, I think they will miss the 2022...
まあ、だってあとね2年1年半でもう2020年になっちゃうもんね。
いや、もうすぐ
ね。
Yeah. Yeah, and they just had another one explode, so
right,
there's a huge following on the internet now of this project. There's nothing really like it where everyone in the world canAnyone can just tune in and watch the creation of something this crazy, this sophisticated. And so there are live streams on YouTube and probably elsewhere. It's probably live right now. They have 24/7 streams of the development site. And a lot of people want this to work because it's the only way we can really...get to Mars. There's basically no other way to get to Mars. There's not even ideas about how to get to Mars other than this. I mean, sustainably. It doesn't exist. This is literally the only that I can think of. So,
I mean, I understand that there's been a lot of explosions, but...
Did you see the last one?
No. Actually, yeah. Why... So you said a lot of scientists think that this is not feasible? Why is that?
Because they've never seen anything like it before.
Oh.
So if someone does something new, then usually a huge portion of the industry experts are going to say it's not going to work.
Hmm.
And most of the time, those people will be right.
Hmm.
I don't think they're right this time, but... but I mean, the skepticism around the project has been decreasing.
Hmm.
I think generally, although after the last explosion, some people are like, this is just a money pit, you know, cause they're spending a lot of money.
Well, I'm sure.
and it's really interesting their approach because they are always ready with another Starship. Just in case the one they're testing explodes.
Mm.
So something happens, it explodes. They clear the pad. They reinstall any structures that were damaged.
Mm.
And then the next test rocket, which has some improvements, is already built and waiting to roll out to the pad. And the one after that is already built. So one of the most interesting things about this is the contrast between the development approach between them and NASA, where NASA wants to figure everything out on paper and sort of validate it with science, whereas SpaceX is like, well, we think this will work. Let's build something really close to that and see what happens and see where it's at what point it fails. So each time they fix the thing that failed, and they try again. And so they're learning from experience.
Hmm.
And so their business right now is oriented to create as much experience as quickly as possible.
やってみなきゃわかんないよねっていうこと。
Mm-hmm.
まああれだよね、あの来月かな、来月ぐらいに出す特別編でもそういう話が出たけど、こういうのはやっぱり紙の上でいくらうまくいくって分かっててもやってみないと分からないことが多いっていうふうに、まあそのゲストも言ってたけど、
mm. And this is if this works, everything will be different. The whole world will be completely different.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And so the current cost per kilogram to low Earth orbit it's around $3,000 per kilogram.
Hmm.
So with the space shuttle, it was $55,000.
Okay.
And then now it's $3,000. It's a pretty huge improvement.
Hmm.
But the Starship could bring it down to $20.
すごいね。
Yeah. So I think people should follow along. I've learned a lot. There's like a community around this.
Mm.
There's like people on message boards. There's so much speculating. There's so much, you know, people from different fields are chiming in, and welders are coming in saying like, well, you could, you know, use this weird laser technology if you went around from the backside, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's just really... It's really deep.
まあ他のこう業界で考えるとあんまりないもんね。こうみんなが見てるところでこんな派手にこう失敗 できるというかさ。で、こうみんなが全然こう関係ない人たちまでもがこうだったんじゃないか、ああだったんじゃないかとか、こういろいろこう議論できるというかさ。こうみんなで見守ってやれるっていうのはなかなかないもんね。こう一企業の。
Yeah, and I think SpaceX is actually browsing the internet, you know, looking for suggestions and answers. It's weirdly collaborative and transparent and open.
Mm.
And, you know, we see all the failures happen live. Most companies, it would fail, they'd cover it up, you know, the PR department would go into overtime. And like, you know, but there's just so much transparency that there's understanding about the failures,
mm.
that it doesn't reflect poorly on the company. It's kind of a unique situation.
Right. そうね。まあなんか失敗することが恥ずかしいみたいな業界じゃないしね、そもそも。 なんか当たり前っていうかさ。
Did you see that、Tesla has become the world's largest car company by market capitalization?
Nope.
Pretty unexpected, I think.
I mean, Elon、is on Twitter a lot, and the headlines recently are not really related to his business. So,、you know, like the baby name and all that kind of stuff, and the rant.
Have we talked about the baby name? Do you have any thoughts about the baby name?
No.
I don't remember the baby's name, which...
Me neither.
Actually,
I mean, it's a,
isn't it X?
I don't really care, but I have a weird perspective now that I have a child myself. Like, I would, so like, I mean, it's really gossipy, but his girlfriend's mom came out on Twitter and complained about him, and I kind of,felt bad because I remember what it was like a week after giving birth. So I kind of felt bad for the girlfriend and the mom because like it's so 大変 so その超大変な時になんか体もボロボロな時に自分のまあ彼氏なり旦那さんなりがなんか Twitter で変なこと言ってなんか全然その子供とかにも関係ない話とかで炎上してたらめっちゃストレスだなと思って、
What was what weird thing did he say on Twitter?
I mean, he's always saying weird things on Twitter, right?
But which one are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't remember. But like, he was pretty active on Twitter, and that alone is kind of like, you know, and he was on Joe Rogan podcast and.It's just my personal, I don't know, thing, but like, it's so, like, literally you can't sleep at all to take care of a newborn. So it's like, if you have time to go on podcast or, you know, to rant on Twitter, you should help.
It would be so hard not to just go on Joe Rogan though, if Joe Rogan was like, hey.
But it's Elon, so he can go on anytime.
Yeah, I guess so.
So
maybe he's a huge fanboy of Rogan and he didn't want to say no.
It's this like really weird perspective, like specific perspective that I have because I have a son. It's like, なんかそんな暇あるんだったらって思っちゃうから。そんななんか変な視点で見ちゃった。
Like just on the topic of gossip and about parenting and... do you, if you imagine like the worst moment of any parent, right? If you just had a video of like the worst moment of whoever parent, like they would probably just be done, you know, like if you took some, you know what I mean? Like there are going to be moments.That if they were public and characterized that person entirely as a parent,
yeah,
I think there are a huge number of parents that, you know, if you just judge them on like their worst moment,
oh, yeah, for
as
sure.
a parent, it would just,
yeah, yeah, for、know. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's a,And sometimes you don't know which, you know, if this moment was just like that person's worst moment, you know, they just broke in that, you know, in yeah, that and second. And people can be really critical.
Yeah, I'm
of
sure.
Of other people's like parenting or.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always try not to like judge other people because you don't really know what's actually happening. But I'm not a monk either. So I do judge people sometimes. And whenever I see, you know,
monks judge people, don't they?
I guess I'm not. Oh, okay. I guess I should say I'm not Buddha. So whenever I see, usually like a really successful rich dad's, you know, they it just doesn't really seem like they're taking their time to spend quality time with their newborn or whatever. Yeah, I can't really help it. I mean, it doesn't really matter who it is. And it's not like I think about them all the time and get angry or anything. It's just my reflex judgy moment.
So there is sort of an archetype of like the rich, successful billionaire who thinks his toy rocket, you know,
yeah, like,
project is more important than the baby.
It's like, yeah, it's not his first child and, you know, he's going to be on the podcast and he's going to be arguing with random strangers on Twitter and, you know.
Maybe he was having a crisis. I mean, I kind of agree with you on this whole thing, but.
And I'm sure he's busy with work to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
He also has to be a meme. He's meme lord first, though, right? He's a meme accelerator or something first.
Okay.
I mean, he's on the memes like it's his main job.
Yeah. And there was another gossipy thing where, like, he started saying that he was going to sell all of his houses and everything. And then the girlfriend tweeted saying, like, what the fuck, Duka? So I kind of feel bad for her. Like, she just had a baby and she just learned that her boyfriend is selling everything. And she learns this from Twitter and the media, not by him.
Mm.
And that would suck. Like, I'd be so mad. So, you know, it's this like hormone, you know, filled.
Do you think she wouldn't have signed off on it? She'd be like, no, Elon, this is crazy. What are you talking about? You're not a monk. You can't just sell off all your possessions.
Yeah. So, I mean,
what about all the, yeah.
I mean, so my husband,
what do you think that was about? Like the selling all this stuff?
I don't know. But like my husband doesn't do social media. So I never learn anything about him via social media or like any kind of mass media. And being a communications consultant, I know that it's always, it should always be avoided, you know, for example, your employees should not really learn about your company from the media, you know, that the president is resigning or whatever. It affects your morale and everything. So, なんかそれもあって、かわいそうっていうか、ちょっと。そのイーロンの功績とかやってることとかちょっとさておき、そこはちょっと何なんだって思ったけどね。
Well, people have suggested he needs some sort of media consultant. Not for his relationship, but in general.
まあ株価とかもね、影響あるからね、彼の場合はね。
Well, the stock is doing fantastic. I think everything he's been doing is working somehow.
Okay, 次。
In a study published in Nature Communications, a team of biologists created transparent human cells. The team was inspired by the ability of the female Dorotheus opalensis squid to escape predators by changing part of its mantle from transparent to an opaque white. They began by genetically engineering embryonic kidney cells to express a protein called reflectin and found that the cells exhibited unique light-scattering characteristics similar to the cells found in the squid. The team also placed the cells between glass plates and added sodium chloride and found that high sodium chloride levels would increase cell opacity, demonstrating that the cells' optical characteristics can be controlled. The study was published by researchers from the University of California, San Diego, and Hamamatsu Photonics in Japan. It was also at least partly funded by the U.S. Department of Defense.
ネイチャーコミュニケーションズに掲載された研究で生物学チームが透明な人間の細胞を作ることに成功しました。チームはカリフォルニアヤリイカのメスが外透膜の一部を透明から不透明な白へと変化させることで敵から逃れることができるという能力からヒントを得ました。チームは人の胚性腎臓細胞をリフレクチンと呼ばれるタンパク質を発現するように遺伝子操作すると、イカの細胞のように光を分散させる独特な性質を持たせることができると発見しました。 また細胞をガラスプレートで挟み塩化ナトリウムを追加すると塩化ナトリウムのレベルが高い場合に細胞の不透明度が高まり細胞の光学特性がコントロール可能であることも分かりました。この研究はカリフォルニア大学サンディエゴ校と日本の浜松フォトニックスの研究チームによって発表されました。また少なくとも予算の一部は米国国防総省が出資しています。まあそうだよね。Military
funded Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
You can't really unwatch that movie, right? Somehow.
It was a really, it's kind of like Signs. There are certain movies that just really left a strong impression. I think Kevin Bacon, what was it called? Hollow Man? I think it's Hollow Man. But
I think in Japan it was called Invisible.
Invisible Man or just
no,
Invisible?
No, Invisible.
That movie got pretty intense towards the end.
Yeah.
It was an unexpected level of escalation.
あれってさ、いつの映画なんだろう？今20代の人とかって分かるのかな？何の話してるか。
I can't even think of another movie that Kevin Bacon is in. Can you?
まあ、いっぱいある。あの、ほら。
But I can't think of any. I know there are.
So it was 2000年だって。2000年。
That was a good time for movies.
Kevin Bacon、なんかあの、ブラピと出てたやつとか。
You can't think of another Kevin Bacon movie?
ブラピト出てたやつ。タイトルわかんないけど。なんか悪い人の役だった気がする。
I think it's that way every time, no? Is he a good guy ever? He wasn't a good guy in Hollow Man.
No, he was not. He was definitely not a good guy.Do you know, did you know Kevin Bacon in Roppongi? The guy who got arrested?
What does that mean? No.
So there was
a different Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, there was a guy who looked kind of like Kevin Bacon. And no one really knew his name because everyone was calling him Kevin Bacon. And he was a weird guy. He was always alone. And he would kind of, he would just come to the bar and 勝手に joins us.And I mean, he was harmless, so, like, whatever. But then one day we saw him on the news, and I mean, we didn't see him for a while, and then he was on the news, and he was arrested for
being invisible,
sexual something with a minor. Wow. Like, apparently, he left Japan.I think he was American and then なんか罪を犯して逃げたんだけどまたなぜか日本に帰ってきたタイミングで逮捕されてた。
Wait, so the only connection to Kevin Bacon is that he looked
like Kevin Bacon and we were all calling him Kevin Bacon. Yeah.
I don't think I knew
Okay. Anyway,
Roppongi, Kevin Bacon.
これあれだよね、なんかあの街頭膜って日本語で言うとちょっと難しい。街頭ってあのコートとかの街頭っていう感じだけど、そのイカリングの部分だよね、要はこの体の部分っていうか。
You mean the mantle?
Yeah. そのイカリング部分がまあ色が変わるっていう。
Yeah, a lot of these, what are they called?And cephalopods, is that the right word? I think it is. But octopi or octopuses and squid, some of them have this ability to change the light scattering properties of their skin. And according to these researchers, that's totally a function of these reflectins, and that you can make other cells, non-squid cells, human cells, express the reflectins also, and then chemically control them. So it's not, so they're translucent, I guess, is they're not totally clear.
Right.
It's not like perfectly clear, like glass. That would be transparent. I mean, it's partially transparent, which I guess would be translucent. And then it also has this opalescent quality. So it's actually in the name.
学名だよね?
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
これでしょ?
The opalescens.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are different kinds of light scattering properties that a translucent object can have. And those are often described as either opalescent, pearlescent, or iridescent.
I wonder what's going to be like if その軍が まあ例えばそのハリーポッターの透明マントみたいなものをまあもう開発してる人いたと思うけど
What's that?
You know the Harry Potter invisible cloak or whatever?
The cloak of invisibility?
Yeah. とかまあそういうものを使ってとかこういうまあ技術が発展したとして 透明になれるってなった時にどういうことが起きるかっていう妄想。
What do you think?
I don't know. And it's weird, right? I mean, it's weird to think about.
You haven't thought about being invisible? You didn't want to be invisible when you were like a kid?
Oh, when I was a kid, yeah, sure. But like, I didn't really think of any like military use or anything. It was basically just me being invisible, right? And maybe...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I...
How does it work, though? Do you have to be nude? Or you can be invisible with clothes on? Like, which... Because I don't believe the with clothes on version. I'm like, bullshit.
それはそうでしょうね。だから服を着てるとするならば、そのハリーポッター的なこう服の上から何かをかぶる。
The clothes is what makes you invisible.
So
the clothes part. So if you...
それかケビン・ベーコン的にもうだから全部脱いでスッパダカの状態で任務をこなすってなると、まあ、いくらね、見えないとはいえ結構無防備は無防備だよね。
You probably have to shower a lot if you're invisible, because as soon as there's like dirt on you, people can kind of see you, right?
確かにね、足の裏とかさ、ね、すぐ見えちゃうよね。 まあでも見えるって言ってもな、どうなんだ?
So there's a new invisible person movie that's coming out this year. I think it just came out.
Oh.
And it's called Invisible Man.
Okay.
And it's a horror movie.
Okay.
And I saw part of the trailer.
Okay.
And it looks pretty scary. It seems realistic in a really dark, like, I don't know, dark. I mean, the invisibility is always like a corrupting force, right? It sounds really cool. You're like invisible and it's like, man, this is so great. But then after a while, you want to be seen and you start to go mad because people can't see you and you can't interact with people anymore.
Okay.
You know, usually the invisibility is like they're stuck invisible. So it's like it's good and it's bad, right? So like people can't see you, but you know, you have advantages in some situations, but you're really, I don't know, samishi.
I guess it depends on if you can go back and forth, like invisible and non-invisible.
I don't like the going back and forth thing. It seems...
You don't like it?
It's kind of a... I feel like it loses the... the folklore aspect of it.
So, Elizabeth Moss の映画なんだ。
Who's that?
She's a, あの、なんだっけ、Handmaiden's Tale とかの主人公の人だよね。あの、彼女が出てたね、The One I Love っていうなんかすごい不思議な映画があって、あれすごい良かった。
I hope someone can deep fake the new movie with Kevin Bacon as the invisible guy.
なんで?
Because, so what happened, there's a, the way that we have this really strong impression that the invisible man is like Kevin Bacon, right?
Yeah.
That actually happened before with a character named Griffin.
Okay.
So there was a story written in 1897 by H.G. Wells called The Invisible Man.
Oh, right. Isn't that the Kevin Bacon movie is based on that book, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things are based on that book.
Okay.
Or like draw things from that book.
Okay.
So like the character Griffin from the book, they've actually, people have made other works, books or movies that have an invisible character and it's named Griffin.
Oh, okay.
Because like Griffin is like the name of like the archetypal, the archetype name for the invisible character.
なるほどね。
From H.G. Wells' work.
Mm.
Yeah, and that one, he's a researcher in optics, and he changes the refractive index of his own body to be the same of, as air. So he, in the book, he wraps himself in bandages and puts a hat on, right?
Oh, and
it's
right,
the same
right.
thing like Kevin Bacon does,
right,
but that's sort
right.
of the... that's sort of the image from that story is that the invisible guy wraps himself up and wears sunglasses and you know, he's trying to look like he's a person again for some reason.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, yeah, true. It's really lonely, right? You can't talk to anyone unless you do that.
Unless you can change back.
Yeah.
Would you do it? If you could get the... You probably wouldn't do it, but... if you could just turn invisible, I mean, it'd probably disrupt your life, but...
Was it from the movie? Like, this is certainly not my own idea. I'm sure I saw it somewhere. But if when, while you're invisible, if you get hit by a car or something, you know, no one can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was that something that happened in the movie? Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I think you're a secret.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if something bad happens to you, that's a secret. Too. I don't know if your blood is invisible. I'm assuming it is.
Otherwise, it's pretty inconvenient, right? 超中途半端じゃん。なんでそこだけ?
What would you do if you were... If you became invisible?
Yeah.
Like right now. And you don't know the explanation, but it just happened. Like right now. Like would you call... I don't know, that some health office and like report it? Or what would you do? Or would you like mess around with it a bit first?
Oh, that's a weird question. I think I'll be stressed out instead of like...
Would you turn yourself in right away and they're going to, whatever they decide is what's going to happen? Or would you be like, because there's some fear, like if you suddenly became invisible, it's like, I don't want them to like, put me in a laboratory and like we can't just have invisible people walking around. Like that's not okay.
Yeah.
And no one's gonna trust you, right?
Yeah. This is a weird scenario though.
So
I wake up and I'm suddenly invisible. I don't know. I'd be devastated. I'm not gonna be like yippee, you know?
You're gonna sneak onto that weird Korean drama show set.
I'm not gonna be like, I don't, Yeah, it's too weird.
You wouldn't try to go weird, creepy, invisible stalker with it, or I don't know, be recruited.
If I plan to become invisible, I might, you know, I'll definitely try to have fun as much as I can. Like, I don't know, eat people's food. I don't know.
Is that what you do? What if they had it like recreationally? Like you could go into this center and you pay like, I don't know, Sanju, Nimayan, and then they inject you with something and you're invisible for like 1週間. You don't have to tell people. You could tell people or not, whatever. It's some weird business you found on the internet, but it's legit. You just go in there. You tell your friends like, oh, I'm just going to like, you know, Korea for a week. Try to get closer to that show.
I guess I can get on the airplane for free.
That would be tough, though. Someone would bump into you. And you're naked, remember?
So that, like, 自分の発想力が乏しいのか分かんないけど、あんまり思いつかないね。やりたいことが。
The being naked part makes it really scary.
Because I'm not transparent. As in, like, なんていうの?
You're, like, totally invisible.
I mean, I'm invisible, but I'm physically here, right? Like, people can't bump into me.
Yeah.
Right? And I need to open the door to get into a room, right? It's not like I'm X-Men.
You're not a ghost.
Right. So that's kind of... That limits my options, no?
And you're naked.
Yeah, and I'm naked. Come on, I have to walk around barefoot, right? That's painful to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really, it's not really naked. Fun.
Hmm.
どうだろうね。でもこれ聞きながらこう... あんなことやこんなこともできるじゃんっていうすごいいろんな発想の力の持ち主は結構いそうだけど。
Is there something that the world needs an invisible person for? Or is it like 意外と使えない?
No. military 以外だっていらなくない?
And it's so useful for like Frodo. And it's so useful for like... I don't know. The Frodo is the ring, right?
Yeah.
He puts the ring on and he goes invisible.
Ah, そうだっけ?そっか.
It's not a cloak, right?
Right.
And his whole, like, his clothes and everything go invisible. Not just his clothes.
Right.
But, like, him and his clothes go invisible.
Yeah.
That would be the worst design ever.
Yeah.
You put this ring on and only your clothes go invisible.
Yeah. So your head and your hands are still visible.
Yeah, it's defective. Gotta return it.
Yeah, in the Hobbit world or whatever, where there are strange creatures or whatever that you need to hide from. I don't know. It's just not really intriguing.
Mm.
For me personally, I mean.
It doesn't seem that relevant to our world.
Mm. So.
But I do think... It's been around for a long time and it's well documented as like a...
でもやっぱさ、そこまでこう、なんていうの、例えば invisible になることによってめちゃくちゃいろんな possibilities が開けるんだとしたら、もっと多分映画できてるよね。と思わない?
Well, I think we're hung up on the, you know, you have to be naked and, you know, this sort of thing. And you can't change back. So if you didn't have to be naked... And you could change to visible whenever you wanted, then that's like a whole different thing, right? That's like a million times better.
Yeah.
Having like underwear on.
And I'm sure there are superheroes who could do that, right? I can't really think of anyone, but.
There's no Avengers hero that goes invisible?
Hmm.
No, wait, I think there is a Griffin character in...
I mean, X-Men とかはいそうだけど.
Was there an invisible guy in X-Men?
Invisibility. Cypher.
What's Cypher?
See this part. Abilities. Invisibility. complete stealth. あ、まあ、いるっぽいね。
Oh, I wanted to explain the difference. Do you know the difference between like iridescence and opalescence or pearlescence? Or so iridescence refers to that shiny, shimmering quality, but it has a prismatic quality to it. So it's kind of like a prism. So a prism breaks light up into the different colors, right? And iridescent objects kind of have that effect. You see a lot of different colors in it. So if it's very colorful, like a rainbow or something, then it's, you'd say iridescent. But if it's more like opal, you know what an opal looks like, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of this shimmery, but it's a opal. Milky white.
Yeah,
so something that doesn't have the prismatic quality, doesn't break it up into different colors, would be opalescent.
Mm.
But it still has the shimmering, like translucent thing.
Mm.
And then pearlescence is like opalescence, but pearl. So it kind of has a swirly, pearls are, I guess, more like, has this fine shine to it.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not a big pearl person. Do you have pearls?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they pull those out of clams?
Yeah.
Oysters or, I don't even know. Clam or oyster?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't buy them, so I got it from my grandma とか.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Are you gonna watch this movie, Invisible Man?
Yeah, it looks fun. なんか今トレーラーの写真だけ見たけど、面白そう。
There's a scene where this girl, like, is running away from invisible guy.
Okay.
That can't be a spoiler.
How do you run away from an invisible person? I mean, you don't even know.
Well,
I mean,
so she saw like the curtains move, right? The curtains move and like you hear the floor creaking.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
But in this movie, this guy's like totally invisible. Like, it's not like, you know, the Predator movie, the alien
has this invisible
thing. But it's kind of like,
like
bugutteru.
Yeah.
he's not invisible at all. He's just kind of, he doesn't realize how visible he is. He thinks he's totally invisible, but he's nowhere close to like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not even alien technology is way behind Kevin Bacon.
Right.
Yeah. But in this movie, this guy who's totally invisible is chasing this girl. She goes up into the attic in the trailer.
Mm.
And then he like comes up the ladder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she like is looking. There's nothing there. Because he's totally invisible. And she like pours some like paint or dumps some paint or something. And it just like falls and like lands on him as he's like reveals this guy's head like sticking into the attic.
Okay.
And it's just like,
怖い.
Holy.
楽しそう.
Yeah. Looks scary.
そっか、これだからもう急にあれか、ムービーシアターが空いてないからもう急にビデオリリースっていうかってこと?
Oh, is that happening?
じゃない? じゃないのかな?知らんけど。
How does that?
もう iTunes
is that like a? あ、そっか。
レントは6ドル、バイは15ドル。これ見よう。まあ、コリアンのショー終わったらね。
It'll never happen.
もうそっちが最優先だから。
Did you watch that documentary, depressing documentary
about
the environment?
No, man. I'm too busy with this one. So the only time I can watch anything is after my son goes to bed, right? Which is like around 7:30 or 8. And then I have to go to bed around like 10 or 11 because my son wakes up at like 4. And he wakes up multiple times during the night. So I only
as long as they keep...
I only have hours max.
Mm.
And I have to have
As long as they keep making these, you're never going to watch the documentary.
No, I'm actually on episode 9 or 10, so I only have 5 or 6 more episodes.
Only? Are you worried about that? There's not another season after this?
Nope.
What are you going to do?
I have no idea.
How long is this going to last? Are you like rationing the episodes? Like maybe you watch like 1/4 of an episode and like pause and recover?
No, I watch a full episode every night. And then, I watch it with my husband. But the other day when my son was taking a nap, I was rewatching the episodes that I've already seen. And I would skip ahead all the scenes where he's not in.
Uh-huh.
So see, I'm going crazy. Like, I need help.
It sounds pretty...
I need help.
So you're watching... You're like... This is like me when I was, I don't know, 14 or something.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm like pausing movies where there's like...
A hot girl.
Like the smallest amount of...
Boobs.
Side boob or something.
Yeah.
Or I'm going into like the locked cable channels and trying to see like body shapes in the static. There's like static. And I'm like, I think I see them having sex. I think I see boobs.
Yeah, no, ne, 否定したいところはなんだけど、マジでそのレベル。
Mm.
So, yeah.
What would you do if you became more obsessed with this? Like, what would the next step be? Or like the next level? Like, is there someone that likes this more than you and they're doing something that you're not doing yet?
Oh, they'll probably... I mean, there are a lot of people who would like go to Korea and visit all the location... You know, areas and take pictures and stuff, right? Like, I'm not really there. I'm not interested in that, but I am teaching myself some.
Oh yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, that's hunger. Pretty deep.
So that's. I mean that doesn't really. I don't know. I mean, I tend to do that with any like foreign language shows or music.
Not right now, though.
But
it's just this one right now.
Man.
How's your Spanish or your French?
My Spanish and French are probably just deteriorating even more and more by the day because I don't really get to use it. But I do listen to songs, you know, so I won't completely forget everything.
French songs or Spanish songs?
Both.
Hmm.
Now I'm going to have to listen to Korean songs. But it's really cool because like I've なんかいつもさなんていうのね人事っていうかこう日本語は日本の文字じゃん何アルファベットじゃないじゃんだからこう例えば英語を話せる人とかはみんなスペイン語すごい近いんだからやればいいのにとかスペイン語話せる人はポルトガル語めっちゃ似てるからもう一瞬で習得できるからやればいいのにとかなんか人に対して勝手にそう思ってたんだけど。じゃあちょっと待てよと韓国語と日本語似てる言葉いっぱいあるからなんかやってみたら楽しいんじゃないかなって思って
Are you after the show's over though are you gonna continue studying it?
Yeah, I mean now that I kind of started I wanna, you know at least get to some level and it's actually really fun becauseCompared to other languages like French, I can actually pick up some words and I know what they mean.
Mm.
And that's really refreshing. And it's exciting.
I learned I just learned dirty words in Korean and I think I've forgotten everything.
Oh.
But.
それだけ知ってるってこと?知ってた?Hmm? それだけ知ってたってこと?汚い言葉だけ?
Well, I grew up with a lot of Korean friends, but they all spoke. They lived here, so it's not like they were speaking Korean around me.
Right, right, right.
But, yeah.
So. Anyway, yeah, I'm just going nuts.
I want something like that. I don't know what it would take.
So
for me to get that hooked.
So yeah, 自分でもびっくりしてる。I mean, I can go on and on about this on this show right now. I can go on for like 2 hours if you want me to.
I probably not necessary, but do you think that this can happen with things that aren't romance related, or this is
no.
uniquely like a romance theme?
Yes, it's hormones.
Hmm.
Totally hormone. Like it feels like my skin is getting clear and my period's gonna end faster, and you know. My estrogen level is going up and down or up and up or whatever. I don't really know what's happening, but and oxytocin is gushing. Mm. It's and it just makes me go nuts.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
On losing your mind.
Thank you.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Wish me luck. Okay, so 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください、各エピソードごとの宿題もリリースしているし、あとは英語表現解説のエッセイも書いているので、そちらも読んでみてください、バイリンガルニュース .jp の公式サイトではグッズも販売しているので、ぜひそちらもお願いします。
We're adding bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
So, cap. Cap.
Cap.
帽子。そう。
帽子。
新しく追加されるので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。スポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しているので、何か気に入ったものがあったらサポートしていただけると大変助かります。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。